Finally, gradient echoes. These are created when we introduce a negative magnetic gradient followed by a positive gradient to displace the signal at a later time and produce an echo. The blocks shown in this diagram represent the application of magnetic field gradients. During the negative block, a negative gradient is applied which decreases with location along an axis through the object being scanned. This is followed by a positive gradient during the positive block, which produces a field that increases with location along the object axis. What echo planar does is it's a recipe, if you like, for covering the whole of K-space in a single trajectory, which it does by using an oscillating gradient, which is taking you in this direction, in addition to a constant gradient that progressively takes you through the image in the orthogonal direction, so that at the end of the sequence, you've covered the whole of K-space and you've got a complete image, which has taken tens of milliseconds. In order to really understand how MR imaging works, you really have to know how K-space works. K-space is a method of understanding the MR experiment, because in order to produce an image, you have to sample all your points in K-space at the correct point in time. And gradients are what take you from one point to the other. So a little bit of gradient for a little bit of time will move you in a direction in K-space between points in the direction in which you're applying that gradient. So if you apply two gradients, that will move you at 45 degrees, which is a combination of X and Y. And that's what K-space is. K-space is the recipe that you've got to map out the whole of this two-dimensional K matrix in order to get the sufficient signals in order to reconstruct an image. My contribution to this was to understand that not only do you have to cover K-space, but you actually have to cover it in a certain order. And the original echoplanar sequence was incorrect in the order in which it covered K-space. My contribution was to reverse the order of alternate echoes so that you could generate an undistorted image no matter what the object is.